Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 12 of Philippians chapter 1. Now I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that my circumstances have turned out for the greater progress of the gospel, so that my imprisonment in the cause of Christ has become well known throughout the Praetorian Guard and to everyone else, and that most of the brothers and sisters trusting in the Lord because of my imprisonment have far more courage to speak the word of God without fear. Some, to be sure, are preaching Christ even from envy and strife, but some also from goodwill. The latter do it out of love, knowing that I am appointed for the defense of the gospel. The former proclaim Christ out of selfish ambition, rather than from pure motives, thinking that they are causing me distress in my imprisonment. What then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is proclaimed, and in this I rejoice.
It's clear from today's scripture passage that Paul was no stranger to conflict, even conflict caused by members of the church. Some people were upset that he preached to the Gentiles rather than exclusively to Jews. They also didn't like the fact that he taught salvation by grace and not law. And some people were teaching the message with a very different motivation from the apostles. Notice how Paul responded. He was positive. The tenor of his letter is one of encouragement and resolve. He did not lash out at his critics. He did not defend himself. He defended the gospel, but he did so in love and without harshness. Paul was happy that the name and good news of Jesus Christ were being preached, regardless of whether the motive was sincerity or envy. He was so concerned for the souls of others that he responded out of selflessness rather than selfishness. What's amazing is that Paul wrote this encouraging letter during his confinement in a Roman jail, and the prison guards learned about the gospel from him. If you're a follower of Christ, your words and behavior can likewise reflect Christ to unbelievers you encounter. May God help you stay the course as Paul did, even when your situation may involve controversy and criticism.